The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here brings a memra of Rav Gamliel. The Gemara says, Tanachas Neskashu Shemayim Ba'ovim. There was one time where it was very cloudy. V'nir is Dimus Levona Be'esim Tisha L'Chaydish. And it looked like they saw the moon already on the 29th day of the month. The people thought, oh, we see the moon. So then it already is Rosh Chodesh. It must be that we're really a day off. Bezdin decided that must be today is really the 30th day and it really is really, or it's the 29th day and it's very possible for Bezdin to establish the month and say to really today should be Rosh Chodesh. I have a Messiah. The length of time it takes for the chidush of the levana, for the new moon to be visible, to come out, it's no less than 29 complete days, umechza, and half a day, ushnei shlishei shah, and another 2/3 of an hour, v'ayin gilmu chalokim, and 73 chalokim. And the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Gamliel gave a hesped to show that it clearly was not Rosh Chodesh. And that way everybody knew that today, that day was not appropriate, it was not right to be Rosh Chodesh, because it was too early, it was only the 29th day of the month and not the 30th day of the month. The opinion of the Rambam is that in order to establish Rosh Chodesh, you need a Sanhedrin. It's not enough just to have a Beis Din. It's necessary to have a Sanhedrin. And only the Sanhedrin has the ability to establish Rosh Chodesh every single month. So the Rambam, in Mitzvah Saseh, Kufnud Gimel, he has a question. He says, how is it possible to be Mekadosh the Chodesh today? How can we be Mekadosh the Chodesh today? We don't have a Sanhedrin. We don't have any Bezdin that can establish the months. So how is it possible to make Rosh Chodesh today? How can we have Rosh Chodesh? So the Rambam says this also in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the fifth parak, that there exists a halacha Moshe Mesinai. We have a Masoira for Moshe Rabbeinu, that the only time it's necessary to use a Sanhedrin to establish the months and establish the calendar is only when the Sanhedrin exists. When is the Sanhedrin? So the Sanhedrin is in charge of making Rosh Chodesh, and they will decide what day Rosh Chodesh will be. However, we have a Masoira from Moshe Rabbeinu that at times where the Sanhedrin won't exist, then we can't have a Sanhedrin today because there is no smicha, and the smicha is already bottled. So we can't have people that have a smicha go all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't have a Sanhedrin. So since today we have no Sanhedrin, says the Rambam, Bizman Hazeh, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai tells us that the Kiddush HaChodesh, the establishment of the months and the years, is done according to Cheshbon, done according to a completely different calculation, a system of Cheshbon, a system, a fixed calendar system, such as the one that we have today. That is the statement of the Rambam. Now, it's very interesting to note that the Rambam says that even when there was a Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin established the months, the Sanhedrin also made a Cheshbon. They also made a calculation exactly when it would be possible to see the new moon. And the Rambam says, why do they have to make such a calculation? Because they had to know if when the Eidim would come, someone would come and say that he claimed that he saw the new moon, Beis Din would know, according to their calculations, if the time and day that this person claims he saw the moon was correct. If the time was off, the Beis Din will say, well, we know according to our calculations that it wasn't possible to see the new moon, so it must be that this witness is lying and that we won't accept this witness. So even during the times of the Sanhedrin, they would have to make such a cheshbon. They would have to make a calculation. And the Rambam says further, the Rambam says that if the Eidim wouldn't come at all, if let's say it would be cloudy for a number of months in a row, so then the Sanhedrin wouldn't have any other choice. They would have to establish the months according to a calculation. So what exactly is the difference between the Rambam that says that today we establish the months according to calculation, and in the times of the Sanhedrin, that they also used and they also made a cheshbon? So the difference is that the Rambam says that the type of cheshbon, the type of calculation that we make today, and the type of cheshbon, the calculation that the Sanhedrin made, is two completely different cheshbonis. And if you look in the Rambam has a very complicated cheshbon for exactly how the Sanhedrin did. The Sanhedrin actually had to calculate according to the actual time that it was possible to see the new moon. So they would have to figure out on the given night of the 30th day of the month whether it was possible to see the moon, depending on the moon's position and the sun's position. So you have to figure out the exact position of the sun and the exact position of the moon. However, the Rambam says that today, our calendar system is not based on an exact knowledge of where the moon will be the night of the 30th day. The Rambam says it's only based on the Meilur HaMsoi. It's only based on the average position of the moon. It's not based on an exact position, and that calculation is actually not so complicated. And that calculation is actually the calculation that the Gemara over here says, that the Gemara says that the length of time between each one Meilur and the next, he says, is 29 days and a half a day, which is 12 hours, plus two-thirds of an hour, is 40 minutes. And Ein Gimel Chalakim, 73 Chalakim, there are 1,080 Chalakim in an hour, so the 73 Chalakim comes out to something like a little more, slightly more than 4 minutes. And that is the calculation for the Moila that we use today for our calendar system. Now the Ramban, in his comments on Nir HaSagos on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos over there, disagrees very strongly with the Rambam. And the Ramban says that there's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai that says that today when there's no Sanhedrin we have a whole different system of establishing the months. Where did the Rambam see such a thing? Wherever did we find somewhere in Gemara or in other sources, other Mekairos, that there exists a Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai to establish the calendar system today differently than it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the times of the Tanaim HaMiroim? We don't find this anywhere. Now, if you don't find it anywhere, how could the Rambam make up a Messiah? He have a Messiah. The Rambam is saying we have a Messiah, Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. How could you have such a Messiah? How is it possible to have a Messiah that's not mentioned anywhere? So therefore, the Ramban, because of this question, disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says a different Mahalach, how to understand how we can use a fixed calendar system today, that was mentioned previously in Daf Chavdal. Now, could possibly suggest an answer for the Rambam. But in order to understand the Rambam, we have to understand something first. Now, the Rambam says that the Halacha Moshe Sinai tells us that Bizman Sheish Sanhedrin, in the time it is a Sanhedrin, so then the months need to be established, Al Pi Hariyah, need to be established according to the testimony of witnesses. And that means they're going to be established according to the Psak of the Bezdin, the Psak of the Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says, Bizman Hazeh, that we have no Sanhedrin, how do we establish the months? Al Pi Cheshbon, we establish them according to the calculation. And then the Rambam goes on to say the details, exactly what the Cheshbon that we use today. Now, the Chazon Ish in Simen, or Chaim Simen Kuf Mem, says unequivocally that the actual details of the Cheshbon that we use today in order to establish the months and the years was not included in the Mesoira that came, that the Rambam says it was a Mesoira, Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Chazon Ish says, all the Rambam's saying is that when there's a Sanhedrin, we have to establish the months according to the Sanhedrin. When there's no Sanhedrin, so then the Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai allows us to establish the months based on a different Cheshbon. But the Halacha itself, the Mesoira, did not state exactly what type of cheshbon to use. That we left up to the Sanhedrin themselves, and the Sanhedrin, quite possibly the same Reb Hillel that the Ramban himself mentions, they themselves had to sit down and come up with a system to calculate the months of the year. And that's the system they came up with. Why couldn't they use the cheshbon that they themselves used to make? Well, quite possibly it was too complicated. And the Ramban himself says that they didn't want to use the complicated system because not everybody would be able to follow. It's a very intricate and involved calculation. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore, they came with a different cheshbon, a simplified way to establish the years. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. And he says he has a raya from a Gemara. However, the Brisker Rav, in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh, says that that's not true. The Brisker Rav says that not only do we have a Masorah Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to establish a calendar system based on Cheshbon, Bizman Hazeh, the Masorah itself told us exactly how to make the Cheshbon. The details of the Cheshbon are also included in the Masorah. That is the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav also has what he says a Raya from the Gemara earlier on Daf Chof. So we basically have a machloikis between the Chaznish and the Brisker Rav of exactly what is this Masorah. Now, L'chayra, the Gemara, our Gemara over here on Daf Chafei, would seem to be a right to the Brisker Rav. Because the Gemara says, that Rabbi Gamliel says, I have a Masorah mikublani mibeis aviyabo, that the length of time in a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 2/3 of an hour in 73 halakim. Now that cheshbon we said earlier is the actual cheshbon that we use today. Now if Rabbi Gamliel didn't live during the time that they were Mekadesh Alpi cheshbon. He lived during the year. Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the Sanhedrin. He's saying, I have a Masorah to this number. Now if you're going to say, like the Chazanish, that this number was only invented later on when the Sanhedrin was going to cease to exist, so they had to come up with a cheshbon, and they made up their own cheshbon. What's the Gemara saying? What's Gamliel saying? I have a Masorah for this number. This number doesn't apply during the time of the Sanhedrin themselves from Mekadesh the Chodesh. They didn't need this number. So why does this number exist? And why is Rabbi Gamliel saying I have a Masorah for this number? It would seem that this Gemara is a proof to the Brisker Rav that there always existed such a Masorah that you could be Mekadesh L'Chodesh according to the Cheshbon. And the details of the Cheshbon were also known, and they were given over from one generation to the next. So therefore, Rambam Gamliel knew about it. Rambam Gamliel is saying that we're not actually going to establish the months according to this Cheshbon, but that much will take out of the fact that such a number exists that you can't establish a Cheshbon on the 29th day of the month, like the Beis Din wanted to do. You have to wait till the 30th day of the month. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. It's clearly that day wasn't Rosh Chodesh. So if that's the case, it would seem that this Gemara is a clear proof to the Rambam, and right into the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban is on the Rambam. Where do we find anywhere in that it says that there's such a Masorah? Well, what is this Gemara saying? This Gemara is saying that Rabbi Gamliel says, I have a Masorah that there's such a number. Why do I need such a number? This number doesn't apply when Mikadesh Alpi Riyu. Then you have a much more intricate cheshbon, much more detailed number. It must be that there was such a Masorah to use this number. Why would it be the Masorah to use this number? It must be because you're Mikadesh L'Chodesh Alpi cheshbon using this number, not during this time period, but at least later on when the Sanhedrin would be bottled, they would be Mikadesh Alpi cheshbon, and therefore the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam is answered.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.